Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. I'm so happy to be wrapping up this week with you. We've had a powerful week talking about Jesus's vision for discipleship. And really, it's the only vision that counts. You know, we have a lot of talk about discipleship. You can go on YouTube and find a million talks about discipleship. Discipleship is kind of like a buzz word. Missionary disciples, intentional discipleship. And a lot of times, I think when we're actually living in our lives, we miss the mark on what it truly means. Because I know for me, I want to put myself at the center, not intentionally, but just because of my flesh. I want to exalt myself. I want to think about myself and put myself at the center of it all. And God is calling us to lay down our lives. He's saying, this is what discipleship is. It's not a popular vision. It's not an easy vision, but he's saying, what is it? If you want to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. For whoever wants to keep his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life will gain it for my sake. So it's a powerful message that we've been going through. And I want to encourage you, go and listen to the whole week that we've had together. We've talked about denying ourselves and particularly going to these particular places in our hearts and saying, how can I not get my preference right now? Maybe I won't get the coffee I want. Maybe I won't say that comment that I want to say. Maybe I won't watch the show that I want to watch. And not having our preference and then taking up our cross, how the call is to die. The call is to give it all for the Lord, to not leave anything left on the table, to give him fully ourselves and to allow him to bring us to Calvary with him. And so we're going to talk today, again, just wrap up this week, wrap up talking about taking up our cross, denying ourselves and following him. What does it mean to lose your life and what does it mean to gain it? At the beginning of the week, we started with the question, are you willing to lose your life? And we're going to end with that question again as we dive into God's word. Are you willing to lose your life for the kingdom? And so we want to do our psalm. We're in Psalm 46. This is a great, great psalm, a really beautiful psalm. There's a band called Shane and Shane, a worship band that does psalms. They sing psalms and they have a Psalm 46 called Lord of Hosts, a beautiful song. You can go look it up if you want to have some worship in your car. But we're going to start praying Psalm 46, and then we're going to enter into Matthew 16. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter, but he utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Lord of hosts, you are with us. You are with us in the fire. You are our shelter. You will lead us through the battle that we're in to safety, to victory, and we entrust completely and totally in every way our hearts to you. Where would we go without you, Lord of hosts? We must follow you. We are called to follow you with our whole lives. Help us to lay down our lives that you may pick us up again in eternal life. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our final reading this week of this passage, Matthew 16, 24. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life would lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is coming with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. We have to, friends, approach this passage, approach our life of discipleship from the perspective of eternity. None of this makes sense. You dying to yourself, you not getting what you want, you giving up your life, you losing your life. What Jesus is saying makes no sense if we're not living for another kingdom. And so this is an invitation that God is giving us. He's saying, adjust your heart and your mind. Your vision is not of this world. And we're going to start in verse 27 there to adjust our vision as we enter into this passage. For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in glory, in the glory of his Father. This is not all there is. And there's times on earth, there's times in our life we're facing right now in this moment, a time in our community here where I live, where we're seeing how thin the veil is. We're seeing how short our days are numbered. We're being confronted by the death of the ones that we love here, and we're working it out. And God is doing something because he uses all things for good, and he's showing us heaven is closer than you think. The Psalm says, teach us to number our days, O Lord, so that we may learn righteousness. We may walk in your ways. This is the perspective God is calling us to. You cannot lose your life for his sake. You cannot be free and let go if you believe that this is all there is. Friends, heaven is coming. Jesus is coming with his angels in the glory of his Father. It's sooner than you think, whether it's your individual judgment or whether it's the end of time coming soon. We don't have the time we think we have. And that's not to scare us, but that's to make us live in light of eternity. The apostles knew this. They thought that Jesus was coming back at any time. Paul was so detached from his life. He said, whether I live, to live is with Christ, but to die is gain because I get to be with the Lord. They understood where they were going. Paul writes, my body is groaning within me. My soul groans within me so that I can be with God. St. John Chrysostom, who's one of the church fathers, we've talked about him a lot. He has this amazing homily on Matthew. And he says, he is not truly living who is not living for Christ. Let us not fear death. For by losing this life, we gain an incorruptible one. This life on earth will end, and we will enter into eternity one way or another. Augustine says this, the more one loves this life, the more one loses it. The more one despises it, the more one finds it. We need to be detached. What does it mean to lose your life? To be detached here. For the disciples, for the apostles, they were talking about martyrdom. But to say to lose your life is to say, I don't need everything I want or even everything I think I need in this world because my longing is to be with Christ. That doesn't mean we're saying in a bad way that we're like depressed and we're like obsessed with death, but it's saying I'm detached. Whatever happens to me, happens to me. Wherever I go, I go. Whatever my life looks like, that's what it looks like. I'm detached from my life. But again, most of us spend our lives saying, I love God, but I also want things the way that I want them. And he's saying, what does it profit a man to hold on to his life? What does it profit us to have the greatest life ever? That doesn't mean God doesn't want to give you good things. That doesn't mean he doesn't want you to be happy. That doesn't mean, again, you should just be in poverty. But to hold on to those things, to say, I desire to look a certain way, to live a certain way, to have a certain amount of money, and those are the things that are driving me and I'm attached to. If we had the best life, if everybody knew us here, if we were famous, what all does that matter? What matters is living in light of eternity. I was listening to an amazing talk about the treasure that we have in heaven, and the person that was giving the talk was talking about they visited a church in China. And it was a very small village in China. It was only about 70 families. And they were so detached from this earth. Like, they didn't even have phones. Like, believe it or not, when they were communing together, they actually talked to each other and there wasn't one phone in sight. They were so detached from this earth, and they made a decision together to want to clear out the foster system in their area. So between 70 families there, the church families, they adopted over 167 children, all of them with special needs of some kind, each family adopting 2 to 3 children. And it was hard, but they were responding to a calling because they weren't trying to preserve their life. Because they're saying our life doesn't need to be comfortable. It doesn't need to be perfect because we're living for the next world. We're living for the next world. Again, that thing from Chrysostom says, we're not truly living if we're not living for Christ. Friends, the eternal perspective, the only thing that matters is getting to heaven. Everything must be at the service. We must have a singular desire for ourselves and those of our life to know and those in our life to know Jesus and to make it to the other side, to run the race as to win. And we must not be afraid of what God is inviting us into. And so Jesus says, come, follow after me. Whoever grasps onto his life, stop grasping. Grasping is such a false illusion because we're not in control anyway. We just like to make ourselves feel better, to think that we're in control or we could be in control, right? We're not in control anyway. Give the control over to God. Surrender your life to him. Say, I'm willing to lose my life. Remember, we started with that question. Who is willing to lose their life? Jesus isn't just saying who's willing to be a fan of me, who's willing to follow me, who's willing to talk about me sometimes. No, who's willing to take whatever comes. Who's willing to give up everything. Who's willing to come and die so that you can truly find your life. And St. Paul tells us where our life is. He says, I have died with Christ and my life is hidden with Christ Jesus. Our life is hidden with God at the right hand of the Father. It's what you're meant for. It's what you're created for. God each day is calling you deeper and deeper to himself because he doesn't want you to lose your life. Nothing on this earth will last other than the eternity of the human soul and the love of God. Our looks won't last. Our money won't last. Our power won't last. Our popularity won't last. Our own security won't last. Our houses won't last. Our possessions won't last. Nothing will last other than what we've given God and allowed him to do in our lives. What shall a man give in return for his life? There's nothing to gain, friends, but Christ. The exchange is clear. We say, giving up everything, that's so hard. Losing my life? What do you mean? Am I willing to lose my life? No, I'm not. Are you willing to gain Christ? Are you willing to gain eternity? Are you willing to run the race of discipleship in the way Jesus is really calling you to? Are you willing to deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow him? Because it's the way to human freedom. It's the way to happiness. It's the way to fullness. And friends, I do not want you to get to the end of your life, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's in 50 years, and wish that you would have died earlier. When we die earlier to ourselves, our death is a lot easier because we go and we are with him in eternity. Join me in praying that we would be willing to lose our lives. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.